this next case is really one of the main, this is an important idea in Sukkah. Okay. I figure we have one more shiur to do this case. You know, we skipped a little bit of the Dofen Akuma, but this is really an essential idea. Okay, so let's take the case. Right, Sammy, this is what you were asking me a little bit, what you asked me about.
Exactly.
A little different, but... Okay, go ahead. Hayisabchusa miyut tfachim, right? So you have the sukkah itself is less than 10 tfachim from the ground to the schach. Okay. So in order to fix the problem, he digs deeper. Right? He digs deeper. Rashi says in the middle. He digs ba'emtza. Kedei lashlim al asara. Go ahead, Rashi. So in other words, in the guma it'll be 10 tefachim, right? Every the cholol that's above the guma is a cholol of 10 tefachim, right? Go ahead, but he's not digging out the entire sukkah. He's not digging out from wall to wall. Right? Go ahead. Right, so Rashi says, and in that guma is the Shiva Umashu al Shiva. Right? Go ahead. So if from the edge of the guma to the wall is what? Is gimel tfachim, then the sukkah is no good. But less than gimel tfachim, the sukkah is good. Why? Rashi? Okay, so Rashi says loved means attached, added. So what does it mean here? So it's kiddle, so if it's less than 3 tvachim, so then you're okay. Why? Because we say ki'ilu chashvinu le ki'ilu hachokok loved umagia ad hakosel. Yeah. What does that mean? We look at it like the wall, like the ditch, or the edge of the guma, right, is attached and reaching the wall, and connected to, and reaching the wall. In other words, basically what? That the wall is continuous, is one continuous entity of ten tefachim. Right? What does it mean? Dovar shemarichin oso ayidei snifin kidei lisnov chokok al chokok. Now he's explaining love. He's explaining the concept of love. Love is sometimes you have attachments to something. You want to lengthen something, so you have attachments. You add on different extensions. Extension on extension. Right? So love it is like an extension. So within three, we say it's an extension of the original thing. That's why I don't remember where I saw it. One of the Rishonim explains. That was which is going to who? Who's going to who? Right? Is the wall coming to the chokok, or is the chokok going to the wall?
If the wall is going to the chokok, then...
You have problems.
Yeah. That's why it seems like a funny application of.
But why? Yeah, but why do you say one is going anywhere? Maybe they meet in the middle. So they want to say that the idea is, would there be an afkmi? Not in this case. I guess it wouldn't make a difference.
Wait, if the wall goes to the hole.
But Rashi holds you have sheer shiva in the hole.
Oh. Isn't it still a weird application of loving?
To say the wall will go to the thing?
The hole goes to the wall.
Well, I'm trying to remember where I saw it. Maybe it was a Meiri or one of the Rishonim knows. He wants to say that it's an idea of an extension. So you look at the smaller one as being an extension of the bigger one. So So we say this little chokok is like an extension of the major component. So you say this is an attachment to that. So it's like the wall has a little bit of an extension on it. But it's all one long wall. That's what they mean. That's what he means when he says the chokok, ki'ilu ha-chokok lovud umagia ala koso. It's like the chokok is attached and an extension and a part of that koso. So you look at it halachically, looking at the wall, where it is, as having an eight tefach ikker and a two tefach extension. But the shear of the wall, so the shear of the wall is now 10 tefachim. Right? If it's too far away, then we can't look at it as an addendum to the wall. Okay, but basically now what do you have? Now you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim. Right? That's what you'd say in your unlearned state. You would say, what have you accomplished? The mechitza. Mechitza of 10 tefachim. The reason why he says ki lovud is because that's apparently is not always the lovud is not always used that way. Lovud is just a general idea normally lovud is really just a stima. Yeah, like if you want to make a mechitza, you can just take a stick, a spindle, right, and place them within three tefachim of each other, and that would be lovud. Lovud means that it's like things within three tefachim of each other are sosim. But what Rashi's trying to explain over here is that what? It's not, over here he's trying to explain that we're trying to make a vertical, we're trying to achieve a vertical height. Right? We're not really trying to attach one thing. We're not trying to say that there's a stima between these two pieces. There is a stima between these two pieces. Now, as normally lovud is used, I need a closure. I need a wall that's closed, right? So how do I enclose an area? So I don't need the solid wall. I can have pieces that are within three tefachim of each other, and I'll consider the entire area, the entire side susum, closed, like it's filled in, right? Over here, it's not a matter of filling in a space. It's not a matter of filling in an empty space. I don't need the lover to fill in an empty space. I have solid space. I have a mechitza. I have a solid little ledge. And then I have a drop down. So it's not like the normal lover of where I'm trying to fill in a closed space. Right? Like normally I'll say if I have my schach over my mechitza, but it's not directly over the mechitza. So say, well, if it's within three tefachim, so we consider it like it's attached there. But that's like means it's like it's joined in close enough, and it's considered like we don't view that space in between the wall and the schach as a relevant space. Over here, we're trying to achieve a continuous entity, even though there is this break and this space. So it's a similar application to love of love. You're saying it's me din lovud. That I can say there's an attachment, and now I can say since I have the entity is the vertical cheftz of seven or eight tefachim, whatever it is, and then there's another piece that's shayach to continue it close by. I can say it's all one continuous long piece, right? But it's not a matter of making a steam over here. It's a different. Slightly different application. So now the Gemara has a good question. It says, how come over here you need three tefachim, less than three tefachim, and over there you need less than four amos, right? And I know we sort of did that case. I didn't include it in the preparation. But what's the case over there of the amos? That's where you have what? That's where you have schach posel above. That's where you have schach posel between your wall and your schach kasher. Okay, universally speaking, whenever there's schach posel between the wall and the schach kasher, that's an inyan of dofen akuma. So, like the case in the Mishnah, it's a very simple case. take a regular, you can visualize this very simply, take a regular home, take a regular flat roof house, right? And you make a hole in the middle of the roof, correct? And you lay schach over that hole. So the problem is, the distance from your wall to the schach kasher is, the wall is not touching your schach, right? So by sukkah, you need walls, and then you need the schach to be over the walls. So if I have a wall here, and schach 2 feet away from it, so where do I have the schach over my walls? Right, so that's a problem. So that's another halacha Moshe Mishinai. That if I have the walls going up to schach posel, and from the wall to the schach kasher, there's less than 4 amos, which is an incredibly large amount, right? A large space. Then that's called dofen akuma, right? That's what we discussed a little last week. Then we say the wall itself is bent. And we say, now your wall is touching your schach. How? Because your wall bends. Right? The dofen is akuma. It's bent. Correct? Gil, you with me?
Yeah.
So that's the Gemara's question. In the case that we had before by the itztapa, so everything off the itztapa was schach posel, so sort of, right? Because it was lamala masrim ama. So the Gemara says, as long as it's within 4 amos, from the itztaba, as long as your third wall, let's say, is within 4 amos from the itztaba, or the Gemara even had another case where you built the itztaba directly in the center. And as long as it's 4 amos to all the walls around it, it's good. Why? Because all the schach off of the itztaba is like schach posel. So as long as you're within 4 amos of the itztaba, as long as the wall is within 4 amos, so then you can utilize chach posel as dofen akuma up to 4 amos. So the prior case is said as long as you're within 4 amos, it's good. Now, when you're digging down, you have to be within 3 tvachim. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? How come when it was too high and I built the platform, I had 4 amos leeway? And now when it's too low and I dig deeper, I only have 3 tvachim. Okay. Go ahead. Let's see Rashi.
So
the Gemara says, no, there's no comparison. Over there, I had a dofen. Right? Over there, I had a dofen to begin with. I had a dofen to begin with, because anything that's lamala, anything that's not less than 10 tfachim, is a dofen. Right? And now there's a lachla Moshe Sinai regarding dofanos. That we can view a dofen as being akuma. Up to 4 tfachim, we can view a dofen as being akuma. Okay? But over here, I don't have a dofen to begin with. Why? Because all I have is the original thing I'm working with was less than 10 tfachim high. Right? So now, notice, what's the Gemara's argument? Let's just understand the case. What's the Gemara's kasha? You understand the kasha? The Gemara's kasha is, why can't I make a dofen out of it? Right? Why can't I make a dofen out of it? Right? Notice, that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is, let's say it's less than 10 tefachim high, but within 4 amos from the schach. So once I go up and I turn, I'll have a long dofen. I'll have a good mechitza already. Right? So that's what Rashi is saying. No, dofen akuma can't make a shame dofen. It can tell you, once you have a dofen, that it can say, we view it as akum. We view the rest of it as akum. But there's no halacha l'moshe Mishinai that will create a dofen. Halacha Moshe Mishinai doesn't create a dofen. It's halacha Moshe Mishinai in Defanos. But this halacha Moshe Mishinai comes to a 7 tefach entity. So there's nothing to apply it to. So what are you saying? Right now, the kasha is, just like before, I had my Defanos going up and across, and that was all my dofen. Everything that went up and across had a shame dofen, because my schach has to touch the dofen. So it's all dofen. Up and across is all dofen. So too here. let's say I dig down to be mashlim, I dig down four tefachim to be mashlim the 10 tefachim inside, and my walls are four tefachim away. So all I need now is a dofen. So I say, okay, my dofen is six up and four across. That's my dofen. Up and across is a dofen, just like four up and across is a dofen. So what do you see from Rashi? What's Rashi, just the way Rashi's explaining it, what type of an explanation is Rashi giving? He says, "Halcha pachos miyud, ein shame dofen alav. Ela hashtahu de bo'inan l'shavye dofen. Now we need to make it a dofen. Hilchach b'masha ein o dofen lo agmir rachmona. Da dofen akuma agmiri. Ba'ilav dofen hu. Hilchach pachos migimot tfachem b'chol duchto lovedu shapirdami v'ilo lo." So he says, over here, yeah. But it says before, it says, Ad arba amos chaser mashu agam rechmona l'moshe, dofen akuma. But here you're trying to make it into a dofen. That was lo agmere rechmona. Because dofen akuma agmere. V'haylav dofenu. The form of Rashi's answer is like, hechad de agmere agmere, hechad de lo agmere lo agmere. Where it was taught, it was taught. Where it wasn't taught, it wasn't taught. Dofen akuma. So what does that mean? It means that the Maksha thought that what was Dofen Akuma teaching you? I mean, he also knows Halacha Moshe Mishina is only our way they're taught, right?
Like it was teaching that like Dofen as an example, but it's really something which applies to any structure.
He was learning it that's the definition of Dofen. That's the definition of dofen. That dofen doesn't matter what it's whether it's straight or bent, right? The dofen doesn't matter whether it's straight or bent. So what's the difference if it's going up, 20 tefachim and then turning, or going up 7 tefachim and then turning? Look at that tsura. The tsura of a bend is not a chisaron in a shame dofen. Right, so he held, there's no difference. That was what the Maksha was saying. There's no difference. What did I learn from the Halacha Moshe Mishina? It's telling me, in an abstract, scalable sense, the shape of mechitzos. Shapes of mechitzos can be, mechitzos can have the shape of right angles. So then, dofen akuma is like a limud on dofen. A dofen itself, as the shame dofen is tofes akuma. So then what's the difference if I'm making the whole dofen that way or more? So what's the answer? The answer is what's the answer? You can't try to extrapolate from Halacha Moshe Mishina. But let's think a little more. No, it's like a limud on the inyan of dofen. There's no psul dofen in being bent.
The definition of dofen.
Definition of dofen. Definition of dofen can include bent. In other words, Rashi is saying lavud you can use over here because lavud is just a universal concept of when do we say things are considered joined and continuous, right? That you can use. But dofen akuma, he's saying, is not a din in creating mechitzos. No, that was the avmir. He's saying dofen akuma is a separate halacha Moshe Sinai about mechitzos. How can you utilize your mechitzos? In what way can mechitzos be used? But it's not a din in creating a mechitza. But the havamina was that dofen akuma, once you have, it's telling you like a prototype of mechitza. Mechitza also has a bent prototype. Maskana is no, it's not a limud in the prototype of mechitza. It's a separate chiddush of how you can utilize a mechitza that you have. You can utilize a mechitza like this. Then not only is it good, once you have a mechitza, we can consider that which is akum off of it, a continuation of it. But it's not a din saying that the shame mechitza itself has to be a vertical 10 tefachim. That's the shame mechitza itself. Once you have a shame mechitza, then there's a different question of maintaining the Shem Machitza. You don't need the what gives it the initial din of Machitza is not necessary to maintain the Shem Machitza in the rest of it. That's the Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai is not telling you intrinsically that there's no difference between straight and crooked in Machitzas. In terms of the intrinsic Shem Machitza, it's only predicated on a Shem Machitza. It's a Dofen, now it can continue Akum. You know what I mean? That's what he's trying to say. It's Dofen Akuma. Meaning to say, once you have a Dofen, now it can continue Akuma. You don't need all of the Dofen to be the same as the regular Dofen. It's not Dofen Akuma. It's Dofen, and then it can be Akuma. And that's what Rashi's trying to explain it. Dofen Akuma Agmre. I love Dofen who? Yeah, but that was the original Maksha was saying, no, it's what it's telling you. Dofen Akuma is telling you a prototype in Dofen. He's telling you, no, it's not telling you an intrinsic tsura of Dofen per se. It's telling you that the Dofen can take a turn. But it has to be the Dofen first, and then it can take a turn. Okay. Yeah. Apparently, if you want to rationalize it, no, you'd say that the ikar of the ikar shame Dofen is to be mavdil by a certain degree, right? It needs to be mavdil, as you'd say that there's two dinam over here, right? It has to be a continuous cheftza of a certain quality of mavdil, right? So that's what Lacha Moshe Mishinai is telling you, saying after the 10 tefachim, so now you've created the chilek reshuyos, because you've broken one off from the other by a separation of 10 tefachim. But in terms of the din of being continuous, it's all considered continuous, even when it bends, up to a certain point. Everything knows there's two dinim in mechitzos. One is that it's a continuous entity, in Dofen, I should say. One is that it's a continuous entity, and the other is that it functions in a certain way. So you're saying once it functions for the 10 tefachim, the continuation of the cheftza can withstand a bend. Right? Makes perfect sense. Okay, so now the Gemara, so the Ron explains that what? That the Ron holds, and this seems to be pretty much everybody seems to agree with this, that you need the Dalid, that the full Shir Sukkah has to be within the Guma. Right? The full Shir Sukkah has to be within the Guma. Because you can't say that because lava doesn't mean that how's he put it? Hold on. Yeah,
it's not there.
Right, Pirish Darmina Lava, Miu Dafka Kish Bakhokra Kshir Heksha Sukha. Ha lav hachi lo dafa gav de my darminan be lovud. Yeah. Lo chashvinan le ki ilu eno. So we don't look at it ki'ilu eino, meaning what? We don't look at it, what does it mean ki'ilu eino? That is like literally pushed up against the wall, right? We don't say that this, the edge of the guma is literally at the edge of the wall, right? I mean, what would that accomplish? Then I could measure my shiva up to the wall. In other words, let's say I have a sukkah katana. I start out with a sukkah katana, so it's just the 7x7. But it's not 10 tefachim high. And then I dig in the middle of the sukkah katana to be mashed in the shir asara, but 2 tefachim away from the walls. So then, memela, I don't have a shir heksher sukkah within my guma. Right? Because I started out exactly with the shir heksher sukkah. Right? So now he's saying, but I say lovud. But lovud doesn't mean that we look at we look at the chokok of the guma like it's pressed up against the wall, literally. And I don't say if I want to measure my shear heksha sukkah, I measure it from the wall to wall. Because love, it attaches the chokok to the wall. So then if I want to measure, I should measure from wall to wall. It says, no, that's ridiculous. It says, lo chashvina like ilu eino. Di hachi, aver pachos mishlosha, yehe posel v'sukkah ketana. Da batzele shiuro d'sukkah. Funny, right? Because if you're going to say that love it means like we actually shifting things over, that's what it means, kimisheino. Like it's shifted over. Like the whole chefza is shifted over. So then if I have a sukkah ketana with avir, less than 3 tefachim, so we say it's kosher because of lavud. But then it would turn out the sukkah is not the right shear, because now I'd say shift the schach over to each other.
That's okay.
No, am I wrong?
What's okay?
No, let's say I have a sukkah katana, right? Let's say I have a sukkah katana, and I have a space of less than 3 tefachim across my schach. Right?
Across your schach?
Yeah. In the schach. Right?
Well, then it's not kosher anyway.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't understand across. What does that mean, across the schach?
In other words, let's say I have 4 tefachim of solid, good solid schach, mm-hmm. then a 1 tefach space, and 2 more good tefachim of schach. Right? So I've got plenty of shade in the whole sukkah, but I have this space of 1 tefach of air across the length of the, or whatever, the width of one of the sides, the width of the schach, right? So we say it's good, because as long as within 3 tefachim, the avir is not posel.
You don't say put them together.
But you don't say slide it over, right?
What would be the problem with saying that?
Then you say stuff.
Then he's saying you only have 6 tefachim.
Oh.
Now let's say the third wall is open. It's against the open wall, so I don't have love it to the third wall. Right? No, it's across the open wall. It's against the open wall. Now he's saying if we say love it means, he's basically saying this. The same thing that will allow you to measure from wall to wall would also possible that case from sukkah ketana. What we see in sukkah ketana is it's good. So we don't measure from wall to wall. I have no idea what we're up to on this device here, but a lot has been going on behind us. but basically, we're saying it comes down to the question of what is Lovud telling you? Is Lovud like a halachic tikkun of the imperfect? It's like really you need the wall to be perfectly straight. But Lovud sort of like is a halachic tikkun. And now we view it as if the wall is perfectly straight. How is the wall perfectly straight? Because that little edge that's jutting in, halachically is considered pushed in, pushed up against the wall. So if halachically it's pushed up against the wall, then I should have a shear shiva al shiva. But if that's the case, when I have the sukkah that's katana and I have an airspace of 1 tefach, parallel with the third, with the fourth open wall, so then lovud is machshir that. It would have to also be pulling it in, lining it up. And then I'd have a then I only have 6 tefachim. So that's not what lovud does. Lovud says halachically, imperfect is good enough. Halachically, it doesn't have to be perfect. Not that halachically has to be perfect, and lovud is like a tikkun of it. Saying halachically, close enough to perfect, close is good enough to close to perfect is good enough. Within limits, of course, there's always limits, but close is enough. Right? Doesn't change the physical. It's not like a halachic changing the physical configuration. It's saying even though it's not totally in line, it doesn't have to be perfectly in line to be considered one long continuous mechitza. Let me just give you the last idea over here. So then there's a question in Shabbos, okay? Because in Shabbos is another case. Let's say you have a. Let's say what's the minimal shear you need for Rosh Hashanah? Okay. So in Shabbos you have a similar case. We have a house that has 9 tefachim, an interior size of 9 tefachim from the ground to the ceiling, and it's spacious though, right? In terms of the horizontal area, it's spacious. So then, but you don't have the height. So the Gemara says as long as you dig an extra tefach down to be mashlim the 10 tefachim in a shear of dalet al dalet on the inside, you're good. right? But there's no insistence on any proximity to the wall. The Gemara doesn't say as long as the chakok is within three tefachim from the wall. So how come by sukkah the wall has to be? How come by sukkah the way you dig has to be within three tefachim to the wall, and by Shabbos it doesn't? Both of them you're trying to achieve a mechitza of ten tefachim, right? And both of them you're trying to achieve a mechitza of ten tefachim. That's Tosa's question, Ron's question. So I think this is something I think that one of the Rav Chaims we did maybe last year had something to do with also that on Shabbos. Now, it was in terms of a shame mechitza, there's no necessity for a unified chefza. There's no necessity. We'll explain it in two ways. There's no necessity for a unified chefza in terms of mechitza. For instance, you can have the sloping hill could have a shame mechitza. It just has to be that in aggregate, this area is separated from the other area by an impediment of 10 tefachim. But it could be scattered about, right? There's no necessity of having a unified entity of mechitza. But sukkah requires a dofen. A dofen is an entity. So there's a difference. You can have a separation of reshus by 10 tefachim, but not have one entity that's doing it. Could be done over many little pieces. So in terms of the shinoi rishus, you'll achieve it. But in terms of a structure of a dofen, you don't have it. Right? For instance, because the Gemara has a tail mislocate. If you have a sloping hill, right? To the top, it depends on the angle of the slope. But if you have a sloping hill, you can have the top of it be a rishus yachid. But there's no cheftza of a dofen, right? So for Shabbos, you don't need an entity of dofen. You just need you need a barrier of 10 tefachim. But by sukkah, you need actually a cheftza of dofen. I mean, Tosis, that's one way to express it. I think Tosis expresses it slightly differently, right? He says, it's a similar idea, but he says that you need the dofen to be magia l'schach. So everything that's considered part of your shame mechitza has to be... Now, there's a question, there's two ways to look at it. Is it that by Shabbos there's no real entity of mechitza that's necessary, like the first way we were expressing it? Or you'll say no. Both of them have a din mechitza, but there's another din by sukkah, that the mechitza has to be connected to the schach. Right? So that's like your question, Shai. So all of the mechitza has to be connected to the schach. So that's only going to be good if I have my full mechitza within three tefachim, because if part of my mechitza is three tefachim away from my schach, then that part is not connected to my schach. I have to have my full sheer mechitza magia connected to the schach. You understand? So the problem would be, now he's saying the problem over here in this case, if I have seven tefachim on the inside, but it's four tefachim away from the wall, the problem would not be that I don't have mechitza. I do, because the inside would definitely be rishus yachid. But I don't have one unified cheftza attached to the schach, because since there's a break of four tefachim, I have two. I have a schach. I have my mechitza in two discontinued sections. That's fine that's fine in terms of mechitza to be mavda one rishus from the other. But I don't have one entity that's attached to my schach. Because I only have, because since they're separated from each other, they don't make one entity. That's the difference between mechitza and dofen. A dofen is one continuous cheftza. That's what we're saying, dofen akuma. A dofen is really one continuous cheftza. By sukkah, there's a need for a dofen, for defanos. Shabbos is just a need of mechitzas. Mechitzas are just mavdil, are just markers breaking off one rishus from another. But a dofen is really a structure. Structure has to be unified. So within three tefachim, that's a unified structure. The question is, let's say I have a wall, you need a little trigonometry here, but if you have a wall that is long enough that at a 45 degree angle, right, it drops a perpendicular of 10 tefachim, right? In other words, I have my mechitza here, right? Now I have a wall that goes like this,
let's call this a 45 degree angle, but it drops this perpendicular, it drops down a perpendicular to the ground, ten, something that's 10th column. So the wall is obviously longer than the 10th column, right?
Right.
Right. Now what if it's going, so really my inside of my machitza is starting here, right? But the question is, does this have to be less than 3 tefachim or not?
Oh, because there's space in there, though.
No, because maybe I'll say, well, if it's really, really, if it's really, really narrow, let's say this is my wall. Right, I get 10 tefachim over here, and it takes, you know, 40 feet. So maybe I'll say, well, I don't have a dofen anywhere holding up my schach. I've just got basically a tail of a slakit. You know what I mean? I just have like a lot of, I've got like a lot of little pieces. But there's no real, or do you say no? As long as it's all sloping and each is connected to each other, it's considered one long dofen always. This is different because it's, there's an obvious break in the thing. But if there's integrally a structure that's the same, do I care anymore about being within three tefachim? I have to check it out. I'm
well, why would you say Dofen Akuma? They're saying less than 4 hours.
Dofen Akuma has to have 10 tefachim up. You have to have a good dofen of 10 tefachim first. What if I can't get 10 tefachim within, what if I can't get 10 tefachim up within three tefachim across? Do I say, well, then it's just broken up? It's just
so
broken up pieces.
Say that to have
in other words, this is not connected to this at all. This part of the dofen has nothing to do, the beginning of the dofen has nothing to do with the end of the dofen. So where's my dofen? Where's my unified cheftz of dofen that's holding up my schach?
Then the avinah wasn't good.
Yeah, the avinah wasn't good, right? All right, we have to just find the case. That's called a crucial experiment. You don't, well, you know.